This is VOA News. By remote, I'm Tommy McNeil. There have been approximately 207,000 COVID-19-related deaths worldwide, with more than or approximately 3 million infections globally. In the U.S., more than 55,000 people have died, with nearly 1 million infections. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo says 367 more people died from the coronavirus in the state. Cuomo, during his daily news conference Sunday, called the number horrific, but it was less than half the daily number recorded at the height of the health crisis. He also reported that the number of hospitalizations topped 1,000 Saturday, but was still falling from the day before. And he said the number of individuals put on a ventilator had dropped as well. The deaths recorded Saturday and reported Sunday included 349 patients who died in hospitals and 18 individuals who died in nursing homes. Dr. Deborah Birx, one of the doctors on the White House Coronavirus Task Force, said Sunday on NBC's Meet the Press that social distancing will be with us through the summer. She said the measure was necessary to really ensure that we protect one another from the COVID-19 pandemic. She also said she thinks the United States needs a breakthrough on coronavirus testing to aid the reopening of the economy and better understand the scope of the pandemic in the United States. Also Sunday, U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi criticized the administration for withholding funds from the World Health Organization in efforts to undermine the role of the U.N. agency. In an interview aired Sunday on National Public Radio, Pelosi accused the U.S. President Trump and the Secretary of State of effectively isolating the United States during the global pandemic. She said on National Public Radio, "It's more than stupid, it's dangerous." More at voanews.com. This is VOA News.